Okay, today we're going to be learning Mishnah's Maseches Brachos Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav and Perek Dalid Mishnah Aleph, the last Mishnah in the third Perek and the first Mishnah in the fourth Perek of Maseches Brachos. So says the Mishnah Vav, Zav Shara'a Keri. If a person was already a Zav is something that we don't have anymore nowadays. A person has some sort of illness where some sort of fluid emerges from his body, so we assume that it's some sort of disease that we no longer see. But let's say a person had this disease and it makes him Tameh, and then he becomes a Balkeri on top of that. Balkeri we certainly do have. That means that a person is Motzi Zera. So if a person is a Zav and then he becomes a Balkeri, or Nida Shapolta Shechva Zera. A woman is a Nida already. Nida is certainly something that we have. It's a woman becomes a Nida each and every month, and then she becomes Poleta Shechva Zera. Poleta Shechva Zera means that there's still semen that's dripping out of her body. We assume that for 72 hours after Shechva Zera is implanted in a woman's body, whether it be through natural tashmish or whether it be through some other means, like nowadays with fertility treatments, IUI and other types of treatments, we assume for the next 72 hours she's what's called Poleta Shechva Zera. Poleta Shechva Zera is interesting because it's not the same as becoming a Nido or a Zava or something like that. Poleta Shechva Zera is the equivalent of being a Balkeri. It's like a woman, it's like a trivia question. How could a woman have the status of Balkeri when she's Poleta Shechva Zera? And therefore it would turn out, this halacha lemaisa, that if a woman is Poleta Shechva Zera during the Shiva Nikim, during the seven clean days that she's supposed to be counting in order to be able to go to the mikveh, so it doesn't ruin the Shiva Nikim, but those days that she's Poleta Shechva Zera on don't count toward the Shiva Nikim. These shailas come up all the time. If a woman has to go through certain fertility treatments during her Shiva Nikim, so A, is she allowed to do that? Can you become pregnant during your Shiva Nikim if it's not with an act of Tashmish? So that's one discussion in the poskim. And assuming you are allowed to do that, what does that do as far as her counting of the Shiva Nikim? So anyway, if a woman is a Paleta Shechva Zera while she's already a Nida, Vamishameshes Shara'as Nida, or if a woman is Mishameshes, she's having Tashmish and she becomes a Nida, Tzrichen Tvila, they require Tvila. Rabbi Yehuda Poter, Rabbi Yehuda says that they don't need Tvila. The Toz Yantov explains that Rabbi Yehuda Poter is Ledvarav de Tanakama Ka'amar, that he's saying according to the Tanakama, Dilidi de lo nitkana takana sezra, lo le kriyashma, lo le birchasek. According to Rabbi Yehuda himself, we just learned in the previous Mishnah that a Balkeri never has to worry about anything. A Balkeri doesn't have to wait to go to the mikveh in order to say Kriyat Shema in order to daven. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, even according to you, Tana Kama, that holds that there is such a thing called Tefilas Ezra, it's unnecessary in this case. So the Bar Tanur over here explains what exactly is going on. A Zav Shara Keri means that the person is already Tameh and going to be Tameh for 7 days, because a Zav is Tameh for 7 days, right? That's the Mishnah Maseches Megillah says that in bein zav haroa shtei ri'ils zav haroa shalosh ri'ils, that a zav who sees twice already has to wait 7 days to become tahar. It's just that if he sees three times ziva, then he has to bring a carbon on top of that as well. But as soon as he's seen twice, even on the same day, he's going to be tamei for 7 days, and the tevila that he does right now is not going to be matir him anyway. He's going to stay tamei because he needs to go through that 7 day process. Why is he going to the mikvah right now? Because he also became a Balkeri. So to become Torah from being a Balkeri, you can go to the mikveh right away. And the same is true of Anita, wants to daven, and Poleta Shechva Zera is also like a Balkeri. So she's already Anita, so she's already Tummy for 7 days, but then she's Poleta Shechva Zera. She's Poleta Shechva Zera, she has the status of a Balkeri. So in those cases, the mikvah is not going to totally be mitar her. It's only going to be mitar her from the lesser tumah, but the more severe tumah is going to remain. So Tanakama says, still, in order to say Kriyat Shema, you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema while you're a Balkeri, so you got to take care of that. So you got to go to the mikvah for that, even though you're going to be stuck with a more severe form of tumah. But that more severe form of tumah doesn't stop you from saying Kriyat Shema. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, now, even if you hold that normally you have you have to go to the mikveh before saying Kriya Shema. What's it going to help if you go to the mikveh and you're still going to be more tamei than you were before anyway? You're still going to be at least as tamei as you were before. You're still going to have the status of a zav. You're still going to have the status of a nida. Okay, Perek Dalid Mishnah Aleph. Tefilas Hashachar Ad Chatzos. The zman to daven shacharis is up until Chatzos, because the tamid shel shachar could be brought up until Chatzos according to the sheet of the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yudal, tamid shel shachar is only brought until 4 hours into the day, which is 1/3 of the day, shows manios, 1/3 of the day, happens to be passing like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Rabbanon, so we're not allowed to daven shacharis. The Sovzman Tefillah is not until Chatzos. Sovzman Tefillah is only 1/3 into the day. Tefillah HaMincha, the time for Mincha, is Ad HaErev, is until Erev. Tos Yontif points out that Tosus writes in the beginning of the 10th paragraph of Pesachim, why do we call it Mincha? Because if it's the Mincha was brought in Arbayim, even B'Shachar it was brought. So he says, Shachris, there's another name for it. It's called Shachris. And also, he says, because it's Shas Ratzon, B'Shas HaKravis HaMincha, Shelio Nena Kalos HaMincha, that's the time, that's a particular Shas Ratzon at the time of Mincha. So even though it could be that it's true that we bring a Karban Tamid in the morning and in the afternoon, Tefillas HaMincha we call Mincha. We refer to it as Mincha. And that's able to be brought Ad HaErev. That's able to be Davind Ad HaErev. Rabbi Yudah Omer Ad Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Yudah says, no, not all the way until Erev. You're only allowed to daven Mincha up until Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is the halfway point between Mincha Ketana and Shkiyas HaChama. So only up until Plaga Mincha. Tfilas HaErev in La Keva. As far as Mariv, that you're allowed to daven whenever you want. Tfilas HaErev is in La Keva. Vishal Musafim Kol Hayom. And the Musaf is all day long. Even after 7 hours of the day, you're able to daven Musaf, although you're called the Poshaya if you waited that long to daven Musaf. Rabbi Yudah Amar Ad Sheva Shalos. But Rabbi Yudah says, nah, you're not even called the Poshaya. It's fine. Rabbi says the opposite. It's not just that you're called the Poshaya, you're not allowed to daven Musaf after 7 hours. Now, the Mincha is mentioned before Musaf, even though the Zman for Mincha goes longer than the Zman for Musaf, because we have a principle, Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodem. So Mincha is more Tadir. Mincha happens each and every day. Musaf happens much less frequently than Mincha happens. So that's why it's mentioned. Musaf is mentioned last in our Mishnah, because it is less tadir than Mincha. The Bar Tanura just points out that what do we paskin when it comes to the sof zman of Tfilas Mincha? Is it at Shkia or is it at much earlier at Plaga Mincha? And the Nafkamina would be, when is the not only for Mincha, it's also Nafkamina for Mariv. When is the earliest time to daven Mariv? So Bar Tanura points out that the Gemara says Da Avid Kemar Avid Udavid Kemaravid, that whichever shita you follow, you're following something viable, and therefore we don't take a strong stance one way or the other on this. So if someone wants to follow the Chum and Davin Mincha up until Shkia, could do so. You just can't Davin Marav until after Shkia. Then someone wants to follow the shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Davin Marav right after Plaga Mincha, Gazantate, but then he's got to be Makbit to Davin Mincha prior to Plaga Mincha. Whereas when it comes to Tfilas Marav, there's no end time. It's meaning throughout the night. You're allowed to Davin throughout the night. L'chora, what do you mean there's no end time? The next morning is the end time. Why? How do we say Ein Lakeva? So the Bar Tanura is bothered by that kasha, and he says V'hadutani Ein Lakeva V'lokatani Zman Kol HaLaila. Why not say a more natural lashon, that the Zman is all night? Lashmina D'Tfilas Arvis Rishus L'fishi K'neged HaKravis Evarim B'darim Shekrevim Kol HaLaila. That's because Tfilas Arvis is only Rishus, and therefore we make it sound like it's much more loose, because it's Ein Lakeva. We say Ein Lakeva instead of Zmanakal Laila, where it makes it sound like it's a more harsh Zman. Nowadays, anyway, says the Bar Tanura, Kiblu Aleim Kechova. We treat it like a Chiyuv, even though we know in reality that it's only a Rishus. We treat Tfilas Arvis as if it's a Chiyuv. That's what the Baliatosos point out on the spot that whenever we say Tfilas Arvis Rishos, we just mean in comparison to the other Tfilos. But it's more than Rishos, it's a Chiyuv. It's just less of a Chiyuv than the other Tfilos, than the other Tfilos are. So again, to quickly summarize what we learned today, we learned the last mission in the third parak, and last mission in the third parak told us that when we have this idea of a Tevilas Ezra, of going to the mikveh when you're a Balkeri, A, it applies to both a man and a woman. A woman could become a Balkeri if she's Pledei Shechita Zera, and it even applies if you're still going to be more Tamei anyway, if you're still going to have an extra level of Tumah anyhow. So that's what we learned, where Zebuda disagrees with that. But that's what we learned in the last mission, the third parak. And the first mission, the fourth parak, tells us that there's man for each tefillah. That Shachris is Machlokas, you either have until Chatzos or until Arba Sha'os. Mincha you have either until the end of the day or until Plaga Mincha. And Mariv is Ein Lakeva. Mariv could be all night, the earliest man for Mariv is when you can no longer daven mincha. And Musaf is a machlokas, whether it's kol hayom, that's the Tanakama, or it's only ad sheva sha'os, that is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis.